You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Lisa Hale with this local news update. A taut situation with an axe-wielding man at the Appleton Police Department's parking lot Wednesday morning ended with all walking away safely as the man was taken into custody. The department said this situation highlights the importance of de-escalation and crisis intervention training for police officers. Wisconsin Democratic senators urged the Republican-led legislature to bring a bill to fund the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program facilities forward for a vote before it's too late. As part of a press conference on Wednesday, Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein used the cool temperatures to highlight the importance of keeping the Green Bay and Chippewa Falls facilities open past September 30th when their funding runs out.
They can do it this week, they can do it next week, they can do it any time in the month of September, and we could pass the bill on the floor in October. It's a cool day out here today. The weather is going to get worse. We need to take care of our veterans today.
This summer, the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee removed the program from Governor Tony Evers' budget. Senator Jeff Smith of Brunswick called closing the facilities cruel.
I couldn't be more disgusted at this moment with the majority party and how they've chosen the tack they've chosen to take when it comes to supporting our veterans.
The VHRP provides critical temporary housing, job training, and support services to military veterans experiencing homelessness. Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay.
If the Bellevue and Chippewa Falls facilities close, we'll lose 41 beds, and that means that dozens of Wisconsin veterans will be at risk of spending the winter on the street, and those veterans will be disproportionately from northern Wisconsin.
Meanwhile, on the Republican side of the aisle, Senator Andre Jacques of DePeer has submitted the Respect Our Wisconsin Veterans Service Act, which includes funding to keep the facilities open, among other provisions. The Associated Press reports that the Wisconsin Senate will not meet on the floor this month. If you use the Ray Nitschke Bridge connecting Dousman and Main Street in Green Bay, be aware it will be closed Monday, September 8th from 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. for maintenance activities. Green Bay's Department of Public Works says the bridge will be inaccessible from North Broadway to North Washington Streets. Public Works hopes to reopen the bridge in time for the afternoon commutes. Measles is spreading in Wisconsin, and fewer kids are protected here. So far, at least 24 people have gotten the highly contagious virus here in the Badger State, all in Oconto County. Savannah Tomei Olson explains.
Nationwide, an unfortunate milestone. The U.S. now has the most measles cases ever since the disease was declared eradicated in 2000. More than 1,200 people across the country have gotten sick. Three have died, two of them young children. ER physician Dr. Darian Sutton says declining vaccination rates are to blame.
In order to protect against infections and outbreaks of measles, you need at least 95% of the population vaccinated against measles. In recent years, we've seen that percent decline, specifically among children. Right now, approximately 93% of children are vaccinated or up to date on their routine vaccinations. And when that happens, the most contagious virus will break through. And that's what we're seeing today.
Now, 93% of kids across the country have their measles shots, but those numbers are much lower here in Wisconsin. Only about 81% of toddlers here have been vaccinated against measles. Wisconsin has the second lowest vaccination rate in the nation. More and more parents are choosing to opt their children out. Toddler measles vaccination rates have dropped dramatically in some counties across Wisconsin. From 2013 to 2023, the vaccination rate dropped 19% in Marquette County and 20% in Forest County. Health officials say it's never too late. If your child needs a vaccine, your pediatrician's office is a good place to start. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The numbers of measles vaccinations in Outagamie County have dropped nearly 3% between 2013 and 2023. There's been a just over 4% decrease in vaccinations in Winnebago County, but in Brown County, there's been a 2% increase in the number of measles vaccinations. During a visit to a Milwaukee school this week, Governor Tony Evers said he was opposed to deploying the National Guard for crime control in Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
He said guardsmen aren't trained as police and that the state can manage on its own. At the same time, President Trump said he will send National Guard troops to Chicago, basing some operations at Naval Station Great Lakes. The Milwaukee Police Union president has commented about the National Guard troops in Milwaukee, telling WISN 12 that he wants the help and plans on asking the White House for National Guard assistance in Milwaukee.
News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 97.9 WGBW News.
Another Brewers player injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Phillies wrapping up their three-game series today in Milwaukee. The Brewers winning last night's game 6-3. Pat Murphy on why Christian Yelich was not in the lineup.
He's got lower back pain. He's talked to the surgeon, whatever. He hasn't been out all year. He played all those games. He's really been super healthy for us and super critical, but it didn't respond well. It's come on a little bit.
NFL. The Packers host the Detroit Lions Sunday at 3:25. Jordan Love on his thoughts about adding defensive end Micah Parsons to the team.
Yeah, I think Micah's he's a smart dude all around. You know, I think he loves ball. He's very intelligent when it comes to football. He has smart questions. He's trying to learn about the offense and our plan for going into a game and things like that. So I think that just shows you where he's at mentally, what he's thinking of outside in the offseason. No, he's definitely a smart guy. So I'm just excited, like I said, to see him out there on the field with us.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, just when you thought Taylor Swift was all washed up, she proves us all wrong and breaks records on Spotify yet again. As of last weekend, her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, broke records on the music streaming platform for the most pre-saves on Spotify's countdown page. Holding the previous record was, you guessed it, Taylor Swift for her 2024 album, The Tortured Poets Department. The Life of a Showgirl, Swift's 12th studio album, drops October 3rd. Season 5 of Stranger Things is right around the corner, and the social media teasing for the new season has already started thanks to one of the show's creators. Ross Duffer shared a photo from the editing suite and posted that episode 1 is ready to go. They've added some star power this season as well. Frank Darabont will direct one of the season 5 episodes. The show will be released in 3 increments. Volume 1 drops November 26th, Volume 2 drops on Christmas Day, and the big finale on New Year's Eve. Sounds like a fun way to ring in the new year. As expected, there's a bit of a letdown now that the summer movie season is officially over. That does not, however, mean the fun needs to stop or that there are not great films opening. The only flick opening in wide release is The Conjuring: Last Rites. This is the 4th Conjuring film and 10th overall under the Conjuring umbrella. If you are up for a rewatch leading up to the latest, you can check out all The Conjurings, 3 Annabelle movies, and The Nun 1 and 2. They are not all gems, so check reviews before viewing. The latest installment stars Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, who reprise their roles as the Warrens, paranormal investigators who decide to take one last case. I'm sure it goes swimmingly. Opening in limited release is a movie I highly recommend called The Threesome, starring Zoe Deutsch. It's a rom-com that's funny, thoughtful, and has a great twist. I saw a screening at the Wisconsin Film Festival at the Barrymore, and the audience absolutely loved it. Big laughs. Let's go to the movies. Here's one of Pete's picks. Darren Aronofsky's Caught Stealing is a fun watch. The film, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, has solid performances and great action, crucial elements to a caper film. Butler plays an ex-baseball star who is down on his luck while fighting a drinking problem. He finds himself in the middle of a dispute between two warring gangster factions. There is a shocking twist halfway through the movie that I did not see coming. If you're looking for some September weekend fun and are in and around the Manitowoc area, or don't mind a road trip, do what you can to check out Sputnik Fest. The Rar West Art Museum puts on this gem of a festival every September. The festival is in honor of a freak accident from 1962 where part of a Russian satellite, Sputnik, crashed on a Manitowoc street, coincidentally, right next to this great museum. There are costume contests, great food, and really fun people. Do yourself a favor and check it out this Saturday, September 6th, starting at noon. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today, a little breezy, highs around 61. For tonight, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, even breezier, and lows in the mid-40s. A breezy day on Friday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s. Partly sunny near 60 Saturday, 64 Sunday.
Right now, it's 44.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.